Hi, and welcome to another episode of K-Pop Noir. My name is Poppy.
I'm Shelly.
I'm Ivy.
And as promised, in today's episode, we are going to be just having a little chat about K-R&B. I don't really know what else to say.
I guess we're just really going to talk about that sort of genre outside of K-pop. It's like a subgenre of K-pop, because when I think of K-pop, I also think of K-R&B. I think of K-hip-hop, because K-pop was the first one that I kind of got into. So I'm just like, oh yeah, this is K-pop, K-R&B person I listen to. Yeah. I don't know why, but I kind of do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, we just figured we'd sit down and kind of have a discussion about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about, because I think you're right, Rochelle, it's like I kind of lump it all in together.
Yeah.
To some degree, because obviously it's like K-pop is heavily influenced by R&B music as well.
Yeah.
But I think when we think K-R&B, we're thinking maybe more solo artists that we listen to, independent artists that we listen to who make R&B music that just happens to be in Korean and English, a little above.
Right.
There you go. So yeah, ladies, I don't know, where do we want
to
start?
I think it would be good to start with some of our favorite groups that are K-pop, but have some songs that are R&B-esque, if you will.
I think that is a great place to start, Rochelle.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that K-pop is heavily influenced by R&B. I mean, come on, people. Like, that's captain obvious. I just want to say, before we start talking about any artist, the best K-R&B artist
anywhere,
in a K-pop group, in a non-K-pop group. No, his name is Do Kyung-soo.
Okay, but Baekhyun, first of all, you can don't.
I'm just saying.
That to him.
But Dio, yes, from EXO is the best R&B voice that sings in Korean, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a soulful tone. Yes, yeah, it absolutely.
That is exactly what it is. And we got to give it up for Baekhyun, too, because he's great.
Baekhyun, he has pretty much taken over that genre for me, but also Dio is in the military, so
yeah. So I think with Dio, my hope is that Dio comes home from the military, and then SM Entertainment is finally like, "Hey, you want to do a solo?"
And Dio's like, "No,
no thanks. I'm good. I'm busy acting. I don't have time for you people." I'm just dreaming of the day, because I think he's just so good. Like, I just think he is my favorite voice in K-pop, in any kind of K-music at all. And I think part of that is not just because he's so technically good, but I just think it's that the whole heart behind R&B music is like soul, and like,
and he
soul
loves
music.
R&B music too.
Yes, aww. And he just has such souls when he sings that it's just like, oh, I just love. Don't get me started. We could spend a whole episode
on Dio. We should.
We really could. We really should.
Should.
I agree.
The shows, the music, the ad libs.
His whole life.
Exactly. His whole life.
Exactly. He could cook, guys.
Exactly. He's fantastic. We love him. But yeah, I don't know. What are some other K-pop artists that you guys... I think there's quite a lot of artists that I could think of K-pop-wise who have done some fantastic kind of R&B style songs.
I would like to start off with my fave, BTS, because there was a song, it's called Autumn Leaves. And me and Ivy, what you said, girl pop, thank you, girl. We were inside of what'd she say?
She said girl pop.
Really, I said really popped off.
Oh my gosh, no, the song really did. And we were inside of a store, and this is when Ivy was a huge BTS fan, but I wasn't. And we heard a song, and I was like, Ivy, who is this? And she's like, it's BTS. And I'm like, okay. If you're not a K-pop fan, but you're maybe trying to get into it, listen to that song, because it'll give you all the R&B feels.
I'll say, just throwing out some song titles, EXO is obviously, like, I know I've said that a million times, but EXO is my fave. And I would say there's so many of their, especially back in the day, even now, I won't just say back in the day, but like, yeah, they have a lot of really great tracks that are very kind of like R&B. So just to name a few, What If is one. There's a song called Sweet Lies that is just...
Oh, that one is good.
Dio Perfection. A song that I've been listening a lot to lately called Love, Love, Love.
It's really good.
What's the song? Speaking of, going back to BTS for a moment, there's the song Singularity.
Yes, I was gonna mention Hello, Singularity. That's like a neo soul R&B.
Exactly, like so much so. And I remember the day because Rochelle knows very much like the kind of music I like to listen to. She was like, "Listen to this." And I was like, "What is this?" So good.
My time can't seem to find
right?
my time.
I think of other artists too, like GOT7, Red Velvet with Bad Boy.
Oh,
Big Bang is obviously another K-pop group that is like heavily influenced by hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
There's a Red Velvet song and it's called Automatic. It is so good. Like,
it gives you R&B vibes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Golden Child is another one that I say there's quite a few of their songs that have that R&B
you know
special
what?
Feel to it.
On Wavy's new album, there's a few songs. I'm like, okay, Wavy.
The other song that really comes to mind as well is the NCT U song called Seventh Sense. So I know we haven't named them all, but there are so many K-pop songs that have an R&B feel, and a lot of that, you know, is because there are quite a lot of Black writers and producers that are working in K-pop. You have people like Teddy Riley, Will.i.am actually wrote and produced some songs for 2NE1. Warren G, who worked on RM from BTS, worked on one of his mixtapes.
He helped
produce that, and as well as Rodney Jerkins, who's also known as like Dark Child. He worked on Baekhyun's first mini album, and he I don't know if he wrote it, but I know he produced one of my favorite songs, which is Diamond. I'm not quite sure if he wrote it or if he just produced it, but
I love that song. That's one of my favorites. That was my favorite song. I think that was the first one I was like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
this is fantastic.
Yeah. And I kind of love that, you know, that we hear that influence, and we kind of see that there's quite a lot of, I mean, there's so many other writers who people probably wouldn't know if we said, oh, this person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Black women writers who write for K-pop as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, a lot.
So, I mean, it's like, it's really obvious then why we can kind of hear that influence in, you know, most K-pop artists, I think.
Yeah.
Anybody else you guys could think of, like, K-pop wise, or anything else we want to note?
Baekhyun.
Yeah.
No, just Baekhyun.
Just Baekhyun.
Because
he's
really dominating that K-R&B right now, to me.
He's great.
When BTS first started as a group, they were kind of like a hip-hop, like, R&B group. They weren't really, like, a pop, like, group. So I could say, like, some of BTS's older songs or their whole album, Dark and Wild. I'll add that.
Hip-hop.
Okay.
You know what I find with K-R&B, because I started with K-pop, a lot of songs I listen to are like older because I didn't know about them before.
Yeah.
And so I'm like listening to songs from 2015. I'm like, y'all gotta listen to this. And they're like,
yeah.
okay.
I think like as I was kind of like writing down artists and stuff for this episode, I was thinking there are quite a lot of artists that I listen to a lot that I just think like I haven't even like scratched the surface of their discography. So it's kind of like even somebody like Crush.
That's what I was. Yeah.
We all listen to quite a lot. It's kind of like I haven't like listened to all of his stuff. So it's like it's exciting to think there's so much to kind of still to listen to. So I think. Yeah. You know, we'll talk about some artists and stuff now, but, you know, I think every day we're probably picking up new artists.
For sure. There's so many.
Like, there are quite a lot, so especially many. Like independent, like K-R&B artists or artists who are kind of in that style of music, but are not a part of like a big label.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we kind of talked about too, like in our very first episode, we talked a little bit about the idea that our taste of music like has kind of matured a bit when it comes to K-music, and some of that is more not necessarily matured because K-pop is childish or anything like that, but I think maybe it's just like our eyes have been opened to like the wealth of K artists that there are.
Yeah,
so we started with K-pop and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, who's this person, let's listen to them, and oh, now this person, let's listen to them. And Spotify is very helpful in that because
Spotify is great. Because immediately when I started listening, when you sent me
Baekhyun, here we go again, sorry.
Immediately I just started getting suggestions for more artists like him,
yes,
like solo, and then that's where it kind of just popped off from there.
Yes, so true. I feel like sometimes I could really kind of like end up in like a little bit of a black hole on Spotify because you just keep clicking like right, other artists listening. If you like this person, and then I'd be like, who's this? Oh, I don't like this song.
You start listening to this, you add it, and then you go to the next song, and then exactly. Like, oh, someone else. Oh, you did a song with this person. Oh, what's their discography?
Let's do it. But yes, shout out to Spotify, who I feel like knows me so well. Ugh, anyway, you know, my Discover Weekly playlist is always on point, Spotify. So. So let's talk about some of the artists that we've been listening to. Let's start with Crush, right? Let's just talk about like probably one of the biggest K-R&B artists, probably one of the most well-known, most well-respected as well. It's really funny because I think I've also found a lot of artists because of Crush. Listening to his music and it'll be like, oh, he was also featured on this track with this other person. I'd be like, who's this person?
He does a lot of songs with people. He does.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. I think the first song I heard by him was None. I believe that was the first one. And I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And then again, from there, it was like, okay, who's this?
that one is like high on the top of my list, that song. And I think like I've only recently, like I had to take it off my like my like playlist that I play all the time because I was like, I'm going to like burn myself out of the song. Take it off.
I feel like there's a few of the songs where I'm like, okay, I need to separate this on different playlists because if I keep adding it to the same playlist, I'm not going to want to hear it. And I want to hear it.
You know what's really funny that I found about different like K-R&B artists is that because Crush also does like OSTs are what they call them, original soundtracks. So he does a lot of OSTs, which are like songs that are maybe for a Korean drama.
Yeah.
And he's sung a lot of really popular ones, right? And it's just really funny because the OSTs tend to be very kind of like, I don't know, how would you explain them? Like very adult contemporary.
That's the best explanation because I'm like, wow, this sounds real K-drama-ish. Like that's the way I hear it.
Like totally the opposite of R&B. What I discovered is as I was writing this list of people, like quite a few of them sing OSTs as well. So it just cracks me up as I was going through their kind of all of their singles and stuff like that. I was like, what the heck is this song? It's like, anything else we want to say about Crush or any other songs? I've got a list of songs. I mean, I think Crush just is fantastic.
I mean, I have songs I listen to, but you can tell your list because there's probably...
I just wrote a few down. I wrote None was one of them. There was a song called Serial with Zico that he did that I really like.
Okay.
And another song that's just called Digital Lover.
Yes, that's the one that What's Her Face covered, yeah.
Who?
Jessie. That's how we found that song.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Wake Up is one. I like that song with Dean.
Yeah. That's one so like. Good. I feel like there's a couple of other songs that I've got written down for other artists that include Crush, which I think is so
there's. Funny. I was gonna say there's probably a, I mean DPR Live, but DPR Live's not on the list because they are hip hop, so fantastic,
yes.
All right, let's see who else do we listen to.
Ivy, you got anybody you want to talk about?
Dean. Let's talk about Dean.
Okay. Let's do it, girl. I probably haven't listened to him as much. I've heard some Dean stuff, and believe me, I've heard all the girlies talking about Dean.
All the girlies.
all the girlies on Twitter.
Yeah, because Dean, I mean, he's Dean, you know?
He's cute. I like him.
I mean, he's cute.
But, like, I've heard him on other tracks, so I feel like he's an artist that I need to, like, listen to. And I've heard some of the songs, like I've heard Instagram, which is great.
That was the first song that Instagram. I heard by Dean.
Yeah. The first song that I heard by Dean, I totally forgot what it was, but I remember exactly how I found it. I was sleeping. I was listening to a Korean playlist, and then I woke up just randomly. Like, I wasn't even awake. I woke up, and I heard the song, and I liked it, and then I went back to sleep. And I was like, okay, this kind of slaps. And I just...
She said,
it was a song that he was... It was in English. It was in English. It was that song. I really liked Dean a lot.
He's got a great voice, yeah.
He does. I really like him. I like him when he's featured with other people, but I really like... what's that? I don't know if it's a mixtape.
I don't even know what it's called. It's the TRBL Trouble. Mm-hmm. I think it's Trouble. That was really good, and I listened to that a lot. Like that has Bonnie and Clyde and Half Moon or D.
My favorite song, 21. I heard that song recently, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is a banger. Nice. How come I never heard this song?
I wish that his album at the K-pop store came with a photo card. Because it is available.
Does it not?
I don't think so, no. Because, I mean, it's KRMV. I don't know. Maybe I should get it. Let's see.
Awkward.
We're going to get it. Next time next podcast, I'm going to have it. I'm going to let you know.
Next time we go to the K-pop store, then we'll find out. There you go.
Yeah, Dean's a pretty great one. Anything else you want to add about him, Ivy?
His hair is really nice, and he's got nice tattoos, and he's got a nice voice, and okay, I love
okay,
him.
Okay, okay.
Calm down. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Dean's great. Who else we want to talk about? Rochelle, who else you got over there?
Jay Park, baby. You know we had to bring Jay Park into the park. Mix.
Okay, Parky.
The park day, Jay.
Oh, gosh. I remember when we first found Jay Park. That was great. Kind of nervous.
Do you remember that? I remember that because we watched some documentary, something like, the I tattoos. Think that Vice did, the tattoo documentary or something. And it's not a documentary. It's like an episode of Vice. And it was talking about the tattoo industry in Korea and how it's illegal to get a tattoo or to give a tattoo unless you're like, you have to be like a doctor. Something like that.
Yeah.
But it was kind of talking about some of the different artists and things and people that have tattoos. And they did an interview with him and we were like, wait, what?
Right.
And okay. Who's this?
I don't remember the name of that song. It's with Ugly Mumbai. Yep.
I'm so mad that I remember this.
Okay. Hold on, wait a minute, girl.
Yes. Oh my God. Ew.
But I mean, he has come a long way from there because I don't know the name of the album. Ivy, you know the name of the album where he's like, all I wanna do. What's the name of the album?
If Kick It With You.
I have no clue.
Okay, that one from 2016. I don't know the name of it, but that album slaps.
Goes hard.
It goes hard. It's hard. Everything you wanted, and that features it features other K-R&B artists from his label.
Oh, right? Okay.
So, we're probably going to talk about Hoodie later a little bit. We're probably going to talk about some of the other people. I'll just mention it if they are a part of it so you guys can still talk about who you want to. Okay. But also, Cha-Cha Malone, unless you guys are going to talk about him. Okay, he's on that label too.
Oh, yes, and I was reading because when we were talking about him, that, you know, he's basically the doorway, like Jay Park is how he entered into the K-pop world. So for those of you that are like, what's a Cha-Cha Malone?
I need a Cha-Cha beat, a Cha-Cha boy.
Cha-Cha Malone is like a writer, producer who has worked on so many fantastic songs.
He's from Washington.
Yes, he
is. I think Jay Park is too. Is he from Washington?
He's from Chicago. I'm not exactly sure. Chicago. Okay. But yeah. He's like worked on obviously Baekhyun. We're just gonna keep talking about Baekhyun.
We
forever.
Are, and that's just it.
I mean, stop. Just get used to it, people. Okay, I mean,
he's K-R&B.
There you go. But Cha-Cha Malone, it's like he has the little producer call out, so you'll always know it's a Cha-Cha Malone when you hear the.
I need a cha-cha beat, boy.
And I mean, for the longest time, we were like, what the heck is this child saying? What is she?
Why need a cha-cha beat?
What kind of beat is a cha-cha beat? And then even. And then it was exactly. I think we started to notice, like, wait, all these songs are really good with the cha-cha.
Exactly.
So, okay, Cha-Cha Malone.
So, yeah, he's on that, along with some other people that we'll talk about.
Cool. I'll admit, Jay Park is another one that I don't know a ton about. I feel like he's one of those ones that I'm at the point of, I got songs on playlists and I'm like, oh, who's this? And there's like, oh, Jay Park. Okay. I need to listen to more Jay Park songs.
Right. So that's how I would feel too. And he was in that one group, that same group that he was in 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I think so.
I have no idea.
I think, yeah, he was a part of 2 p.m.
I didn't realize that.
And then he was, you know, solo artist and he did that one song where I was scared, and now he's just like all because he was singing, but it was still mostly rap from Ugly Duck, and so I was like, okay, I'm not listening to K-rap, not right now, at least in my K-pop life. But there are times where I'm listening to a playlist and I'm like, who is this? And it's J-Park.
I feel like J-Park, like, I remember I have this song. It's called Aquaman.
Oh my God, Ivy, please don't do this right now. Please don't do this.
Do it, girl, do it.
Okay, Aquaman song, the lyrics to the song, kind of suspect. Not kind of, super suspect. But the song is so good, like the beat and everything that I can.
Wait, why are they suspect?
Oh my God, you need to listen to it after this. You have to listen to it. We can listen to it together. Because it is suspect. But the beat slapped. She's like, it's so good.
Like, that's why I just forgot about the lyrics and everything, because I was like, this song, like the beat and everything about it is really good, but then you just take a second to listen to the lyrics, you're like, maybe not. But I really like this song.
I mean, the lyrics aren't bad, like, oh, this is written poorly. It's bad, like, oh my God, is he talking about that?
That's what it is.
And I learned the whole song at once.
But also, all I want to do, like, he just, yeah, that's just who he is. He is that, like, song, Chris Brown.
In English? Oh my gosh, all I want to do in English? Oh my gosh.
I think J-Park 2 is probably the one on our list that is probably the most polarizing. In that, obviously, he's, like, super vocal on Twitter. And there's, yeah. I feel like I get on Twitter and it's, like, every other week is, like, hashtag J-Park is canceled.
That or, is, you know, true.
Like, there are, I just some feel like he's very, like, outspoken. And
but he was amazing during the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, because he realized, like we talked about before, like, he knows. Not that they and don't was, know, but he
not that they don't
out.
Know, but yeah. He was very vocal early on. Mm-hmm. Like, he was probably, yeah, like we talked about in our episode.
Him and Crush. And yes. Dean, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I appreciated that, especially because, let's be controversial for just a moment and talk about the fact that there's a lot of people that have a problem, I think, with, well, not a lot, but there are some people that have a problem with KR&B because they feel like it's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Or they feel like, oh, why are they're just using, you know, they're taking R&B and they're making money from that. Is that okay? So what do we think about that?
Well, I mean, I guess there are some K-pop stans who don't like K-R&B, like you said. But I feel like, what if they like the smooth beats of whoever?
Exactly.
But they don't understand it. So someone was like, well, let me make something that they understand with this smooth beat. And here's K-R&B. Like, why can't they also have Korean rhythm and blues like we just have regular rhythm and blues?
Yeah, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like,
well, why can't they just be inspired by the same artists that we're inspired by?
I like K indie a lot, and it's just like
indie is good.
It's like, you know, indie, just like indie in general. Like, you can't, the thing is, like, you can't have like one culture and make them listen to pop music their whole lives. They have to listen to other, like, imagine if you had to listen to pop music your whole life. I don't think I'd be okay with that.
I couldn't.
That's why
it.
We have different genres of music. So, like, if there was a K country singer, that's cool. If you want to be a K country singer, go on.
Oh my gosh. We need to research that.
Oh my God.
We need to research that.
Oh my God. We have to do a K country episode.
There has to be a K country artist.
Like, music. See, we can't just have a whole culture like Korean or like Chinese music and like have them just listen to pop music their whole lives. Like, that's not gonna work. So they have different genres, and that's
exactly
that, flat out.
And that's okay. Like, I think too, the other thing is that music is this thing that is such a mixture of different inspiration. You know, it's like you have country artists that are inspired by R&B, and you know, you have somebody like Sam Hunt. You have R&B and pop artists that are inspired by country. It's like, I think one of the joys of music is people being inspired by different artists and then taking that inspiration and making it their own.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the artists that are on our lists that we would say, like, we really like them, they've been inspired and then they've taken that and they've figured out how to make that their own. And I think people use that cultural appropriation term a little too loosely at times. And I think, you know, the heart behind that term is this idea of, are people, you know, taking, you know, from our culture without acknowledging it? Are they taking without, you know, and exploiting it? And I don't think that's what these artists are doing. Like, I wouldn't say that at all.
I don't think that they're exploiting it either. I think, though, yes, it did originate within Black people. Yeah. But it's the vocal style and the producers as well that make it an R&B track. So if this producer is Black,
You can't. I just got a Dio voice. It's automatically going to be R&B.
She said it. I just got a Dio voice.
She said, you can't change that.
But I guess there are, without acknowledging it, yes, but there are so many people that know, like, they acknowledge it, they know, and yeah. It's literally just inspiration, just like you said.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong with that at all, and it's like, there, I mean, obviously it's like K-pop in general as a whole has been super duper influenced by 90s R&B music, like, I mean, that's just like somebody just took a paintbrush and slapped it all over K-pop. It's just, it's in every group you find. And that's, I love that.
There's,
you
know, also a, like, Michael Jackson in those groups.
It's so true. So anyway, yeah. That's along the lines of what we think. Let's talk about some female artists. Let's see. One of the ones that I wrote down that I just discovered not that long ago, her name is Lee Hi.
Oh, love her. She's really
so great.
She
has some fantastic songs. And we're going to create a K-R&B playlist for you guys to listen to. So we'll definitely be adding a bunch of these artists to that. Any other female artists?
Haze. Haze,
I think
Haze.
So.
Her.
Haze, Haze, I'm not sure. Yeah, she's great.
I don't know.
She's great. What do you mean you don't know?
No, I didn't know how to pronounce her name. I love her. She's great. She is.
Oh, what do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? She's fantastic.
I know she is.
The way that I found her, I was watching somebody's YouTube video and he was like reacting to it. And I was like, this song slaps. But he was kind of like, what is this music video? But I was like, get this out of here. This song slaps. What are you talking about? And then I started listening to her more. And then her and Dean have two songs together. And so when I heard those two songs, I was like, oh my gosh. And then that's when I was like, yes, I'm in love with her. So
yeah, she is great.
Yes, I am in love with her. So there's that. I really like her song In July. I think that was the first song you showed me, actually, Ivy, of her. And then from there,
because Dean was in it.
Okay. I really enjoy Hoodie her vocals really just pop off and slap, and I know I keep referring to everything as popping off and slapping, but like she, I don't know, something about her, because I can just listen to her like for the whole day. Like I could just go through and listen to a whole bunch of songs by her. Like I should probably just create a playlist of her.
She's great, like vocally.
Yeah.
I think I have to say, as I've been listening to stuff, you know, like digging in a little deeper to, I've been listening to a lot of K-R&B this week. I feel like some of the female, like solo artists just vocally are like, I don't know. I just feel like a few of them are like superior.
Like,
to
some of
the male voices that I've heard. It's like, there's a lot of good, like fantastically talented male K-R&B artists, but like, I don't know. There's just like Hoodie's voice is fantastic. And it just like, there's quite a few of the female solo artists who just, it's just like, sang girl.
Go on.
Sang it. You better sang.
Now, there sang that song. I wish that we could talk about all of the, even just all of the female K-R&B, because we can, I wish we could talk about all of the K-R&B artists that we do listen to, but there are so many female artists, so many great female K-R&B artists. We just wish that we could talk about them.
Another one that I'll mention really quickly is Say. I don't know if that's how to say her name, but it's Saay.
Yeah.
I think I included her on my like on repeat like a couple of weeks ago or maybe last week, but again, just so good. She's another one that I found because of Crush, because he's on one of her a song on one of her albums, and just was like, wait, who's this? She's great. And then I also found this artist, and her name is Miso. And she's great as well.
Yes.
Who else are we going to talk about? Anybody else? Oh, can I just mention, sorry, I'm going to stop after this. Sam Kim is another artist that I just really, really like. And I think his voice is so fantastic. He's got songs like Would You Believe, Makeup.
He is great. I do love
him. He's so, so good. Really, really like him.
I find myself listening to a lot of, what's his name? Joo Young, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's another Chris Brown, but really good, like lyric wise. Like, I'm like, oh, what is he talking about? But like, he's so good, which is still R&B, but there are some like indie R&B people, like Cold.
Yeah.
Right? So like kind of an indie style of R&B, which I enjoy. Would it be indie art? Like kind of like that?
I think so, because he makes me, I think he reminds me of like a James Blake. He's kind of like almost that experimental type of like, he's kind of
experimental R&B, K-R&B. Yeah. That's not,
That I is, love that though, because it's like he's blazing his own trail, you know? He's just like
doing his own thing.
Out here making music. Being creative.
Woods?
Yes.
Yeah,
I also wrote Zion T.
Yes,
I don't know if anybody's heard of him, but I just think he's great as well.
He's so good.
He's got a really this song called "Ideal" that I love. He did a song with G Dragon called "Complex" that is just a toe tapper. It's a jam, people. It's my jam.
One of the songs that I heard recently by him is called "Untold Story." It's like slow. It's like I could go to sleep to it. It's so good.
It's just so good. Yeah.
His voice is really, really nice too.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite KRB artists is Baekhyun.
Oh God.
Okay, that's that.
Baekhyun. I keep waiting for you to talk about Golden because I'm not talking about him because I thought Rochelle's gonna talk about
him. I was afraid to bring him up because he's still a K-R&B artist, but he doesn't, there's nothing like new out, but his voice,
he's so great.
Voice, he's so like nice. His range is insane to me.
Yeah.
For K-R&B.
He's at he's towards the top of my list. Like, even though he hasn't put anything new out, feel like
all of the songs I do listen to are on every single playlist I have.
Exactly. That's when you know it's good, when you're going to add somebody to a playlist and then you just add them to all of them.
Right, and they haven't made music since 2017.
Yeah.
How disrespectful. He is also one of my favorites. We're going to have to add at least a few of his songs to the playlist. Yes. He is, oh man.
And Bad
he
goes Habit, like, Broken Record, Circles.
On Apple Music, it's G Soul. That's why I was also hesitant about speaking about him because I just didn't know what he went by right now. Or like, it's Golden on Spotify, but G Soul on Apple Music.
So he might be making music under another
name.
We just don't know about it. We'll have to do some research.
There's a female artist, Saran, I think is how you pronounce it. Heard? So listen to the song Wine. That's a really great song. Okay. Also, Minyoungi produced it. So.
who's that?
That's Suga.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Suga. That's
speaking of Minyoungi.
Oh.
You guys want to talk a little bit about Big Bang Con or Bang Bang Con?
Bang Con Live.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit about Bang Con Live and how was that experience for you guys? For those of you that don't know, BTS did kind of like a live concert that you could pay to stream. Was it last weekend?
It was this past weekend.
Okay. And it was kind of like a part of the celebration for their anniversary, which was last week as well, which is really cool. 7 years of BTS in this world. Go BTS.
Happy birthday.
So what did you guys think of I called it Big Bang Con just because I've been annoying the girls for the past month. Every time they talk about it, I'm like, Big Bang Con 2.0, what? Tell me what your thoughts were about Bang Bang Con. I mean, I know you both loved it, so let's just talk about how much you loved it.
Well, we kind of were late a little bit.
And Lauren, if you listen to this, you shouldn't have went back to sleep.
You should have woken us.
So for the kids at home, let me just explain that it was on at like 6 p.m. Korean time.
Oh,
which
big
for us
I got
here
a bone
in Las Vegas,
pick with you.
In Las Vegas, that's like 2 o'clock in the morning, basically. So the girls were a little late.
We were 30 minutes late. I really enjoyed it. I don't have much to say about it except for I gave him a hug. Jimmy really cares about me.
That Jungkook,
man.
Wait, what Jungkook?
That Jungkook is a toe tapper.
I meant to say that Jungkook, like, I don't know what I was going to say, but I meant to say something about his outfit. Jungkook's outfit with the chain and his button up.
Stop. Are you talking about when they did Black Swan?
Yes.
Did you see it? When Hoseok came out on there? I was like,
honestly, they all looked good during that. It was just looked like they were Namjoon. All going out for like coffee. Like,
I just some of them were matching. This is my life, people. Namjoon's right here.
Body rolls just
back and forth.
Body rolling all over the place. I have made some edits. If y'all want to follow my K-pop Instagram, it's Bangtan Bruv.
He stays body rolling every day. He even
body rolled during the commencement performance.
Please stop. when he started his part in One with Love, he was like, you can't see me, but I just body roll.
I think there's this meme I saw, and it was like somebody, you know how at the end of it, if you watched it, there was doors, like, and then they'd like walk through the doors, and then somebody was like, you know, like the FBI agent, they were like, the FBI agent was like, they're not coming back, so leave. It was like, they're not walking back through those doors.
We really thought we stayed.
It's really over. To see if they came out through the doors.
They did it. So was it just Bang Bang Con? Was it like just a concert? Did they do some talking?
It was like a muster. Yeah, there was a lot of talking. They had fun. They did like little quirky games.
Oh, okay. How long was it?
It was 2 hours long.
Okay.
In a video game.
And then there were photos after when they left.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Dispatch or whoever, they took photos of them leaving because we were like, oh my god.
And Jungkook so would
that. They look so good.
Jungkook's tattoos.
Oh my gosh. It's like a turkey fest. You sound like a turkey. Gobble gobble. You're both crazy. So I read afterwards that, something like 750,000 people were watching. So Big Hit and BTS raked in a whopping
20 million.
Over $20 million for Bang Bang Con. But it sounds like people were so excited about it.
It was so cool. Just
enjoyed it. And. Okay, so what are our final thoughts on K-R&B?
It goes hard.
there's so many artists that we just really enjoy listening to, and we hope you guys will listen to the playlist.
We should make this one pretty long.
I agree 100%. So this playlist is going to be an extensive one. We will definitely drop the link for that in the show notes, so go and listen away. And you can come back and say thank you later. Before we go, though, ladies, let us do our recurring segment that we do every week, which is On Repeat. What are you listening to this week? Who wants to go first, Ivy?
Shelly, should go.
Ivy?
Okay.
Ivy? Well, you know, as you know, I'm not really listening to a lot of music, but when I do get a chance, I'm going right back to Candy by Becky B.
Okay.
Every day. Okay. Recurring. Also, Everything Goes by Namjoon off Mono.
That's a great one.
That song makes me so sad.
Is it an older song?
No, it's but it's on his most recent album.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Those are my songs.
I will say mine. I've been listening to Wavy. Once again, we will tell you to stand Wavy. Get it together. I probably am, Rochelle.
Oh my god.
But I've been listening to the latest Wavy album, and it's so freaking good, you guys. You need to be listening to it. And there's a song on there called Unbreakable that I just absolutely love. And at one point, I went someplace with Rochelle, and I think we were going to pick up your mom. And I was like, I'll wait in the car. And I just like turned the radio on. And I was in the car for like a solid like 15 minutes. I just listened to that song over and over again. It's just so, so good.
It is a good song. I just love it.
And then I've also been listening to one of the artists that I talked about today was Lehigh. Mm-hmm. And she has this song with Golden that's called No Way. That is just, you can't see me, but I'm doing a chef's kiss right now. It is so freaking good.
Chef's kisses.
Chef's kisses about this song. But you know, you just go, if you go to the songs that we're going to talk about right now will be on our June favorites playlist. And yeah, so, so good.
Okay, so I too have chosen a Wavy song to
Wavy.
I mean, I have literally been listening to this besides, because today I've only been listening to Stray Kids, but like this song, there's a few songs I really like on the album, but Only Human. I love that song. It's a great song off the Wavy album. Go listen to it. And then also there's a song which features a few different artists. It's called What Do You Say by Wei Ched. Featuring Moon, featuring Ash Island. and it's a really great song. Mm, it's nice. Gonna be on the playlist. And I hope you guys enjoy it. The vocals slap.
Score. Nice. Scored. Again, if you want to check out any of our playlists, you can find the link in the show notes. I'll mention as well, if you want to reach out to us, if you're kind of like, hey, I've got an artist I listen to I think you guys should check out, send us an email. You can email us at kpopnoirpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to do anything else but email, you can follow our social media or message us on social media at K-Pop Noir Podcast. And if you follow us, we'll follow you back.
Guaranteed. We are on Twitter.
We're on Twitter and Instagram. Should we get on something else? Let us know.
One way that you can help to kind of support the podcast is by leaving a review. So if you listen to the podcast and you're like, hey, these ladies are awesome, or, you know, y'all doing pretty good, you could leave us a review on whatever platform you listen to the podcast on. That would be so helpful for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. I think our next episode, we're gonna be talking about the fact that we might need to be standing Stray Kids, because everyone is talking about freaking Stray Kids and this new song that they just released.
Felix said he was a mission star.
Okay.
This is not okay, guys.
It's not okay, you guys. So I've never listened to any Stray Kids, so it's going to be a new adventure. So, okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. Bye. We will see you again soon.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.
Is that your new way to say goodbye? Deuces. What language is that?
That's English.
Chris Brown.
It's Chris Brown. Chris Brown language.
Deuces.
Oh, gosh.
Deuces. Oh. Thank you.